emotional harm does not come from others. It is conceived and developed within ourselves. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, Dr. Tracy Marks talks with us about how to change your negative emotional programming. Enjoy.
Today I'm talking about emotional programming, what it looks like and what it does to your thinking. Your early life experiences with your parents, siblings, and other people in your life leave an imprint on you that carries over into your adult life. No one's life is perfect because we're all imperfect people and make mistakes. We say the wrong things, don't do enough of the right things, etc. So the imprint that you're left with is a mixture of positive and negative experiences. If you have enough positive experiences to fill your emotional cup, you can process the negative experiences and compartmentalize them in a way that they don't dictate every aspect of your adult life. The negative experiences have their place. It's not like you can't remember them, but you're able to shake them off and keep moving. If the sum total of your experiences were negative, or you had some early traumatic experiences that disrupted your emotional development, your imprint becomes predominantly negative and affects the way that you interact in the present day. So instead of having an emotional cup that's full most of the time or is easy to refill, you have a hole in the bottom of your cup. And you can't keep it full, and it keeps getting depleted. So how does this affect your thoughts and outlook on the world? You develop what's called maladaptive schema in dialectical behavior therapy terms, but I'm going to call it negative emotional programming that creates these distorted stories that you tell yourself. These stories keep building and strengthening when your emotional cup gets depleted, and you're working hard to fill it back up. So here are 6 types of negative stories that you can come to believe and let guide your behavior. Number 1 is the abandonment story. This tends to develop from early experiences with people who were cold, distant, or critical. And likewise, you tend to end up in relationships with a similar dynamic, with people who are treating you similarly. With this story, you say things like, "People don't really care about me. No matter how good things seem, it never lasts. I'm destined to end up alone. I worry about people I care about leaving or dying." Ways to deconstruct and think through this is to ask yourself, do you have unrealistic expectations of how relationships should be? In what ways could you practice being vulnerable so that you can open yourself up to experiencing more joy in relationships? How can you focus on developing more trust in a relationship? Because of your early experience, your reflexive reaction is to close down and protect yourself from being hurt. So to work past that, you have to allow yourself to be more vulnerable. Next is the dependent story. You can develop this story from early experiences of being overprotected in a way that didn't allow you to take appropriate risks and learn from your mistakes. If you were blocked from making your own decisions and not being allowed to fall down, you don't learn how to stand back up and be resilient. So you can say things like, "I can't cope with being alone. I can't trust my own judgment. I need someone to take care of me and to make me happy. Life is too overwhelming to cope with on my own." To deconstruct this, ask yourself, what are some small ways that you can challenge yourself to do something outside of your comfort zone? How can you gradually build up taking on more responsibilities? What can you do to enjoy your solitude more? You need to learn to be more comfortable with yourself so that you can be able to soothe yourself and break away from this pattern of being too dependent on someone else to meet your needs. Number three is the unworthy story. You can develop this kind of thinking if you felt the standards you had to meet were so high that you could never measure up, or if you felt constantly criticized or compared to others. Some of the things that you may say to yourself are, I'm flawed, I'm unlovable, I'm damaged, I'm less than. Ways to deconstruct and to think through this are to ask yourself, whose voices do you hear when you say these things to yourself? If you didn't hear someone say this, what scenario do you envision where you were left feeling this way? For example, a parent pushing you to always do better can leave you feeling like you're not good enough. Once you recognize whose voice this represents, think about how that voice was really an expression of their own issues. So you have a flawed person leaving an imprint on you of being flawed. Once you make that connection, you can start the process of tearing down the facade. If you saw the movie The Truman Show, it was about a man who was raised on television in a television studio, and his entire life was staged. That's how you can see the negative emotional programming that you live with. The negative things that you believe about yourself are based on other negative beliefs that someone else passed on to you. And by the way, this is not always about your parents. Children can do a lot of damage to other children. They can also perpetuate an insecurity that you have about yourself.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.